Hey, good Wednesday morning, everybody. This is First Warning Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. Lot going on today. We've got the heat, which is building big time here in the Carolinas. Charlotte will likely be around 100 degrees today, which will break the record set way back in 1888. That was just 98 degrees. Now, that's an old record. It's over 123 years old. That sounds impressive, but you got to remember, this is a pretty low record, and it's just kind of luck of the draw that it gets hot on this specific day. We've just never had a day on August 3rd that's been this hot. Remember last week, we had 2 days above 100, so it's been hotter than this. It's just in 1888. Since then, we haven't had a really hot day on August 3rd. 98 is relatively low for a record high. That was the record yesterday, and it will be the record again tomorrow. And for 3 days in a row in early August to have records below 100 is pretty rare. But we'll be close to that, around 100 this afternoon. Other thing we're watching is a big storm complex coming down through the Ohio Valley, through eastern Kentucky and Tennessee. There's already a severe thunderstorm watch box up for the Tennessee side of the North Carolina mountains. That's till 5 o'clock. So people in the North Carolina mountains and foothills, you should be ready for some severe weather, I would say, between 4 and 6 p.m. this evening. And then those storms could survive down into the Piedmont because this has got what we call a vortmax, which is a disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere that are coming down. And with temperatures near 100 today, we could see enough instability. The only thing that would keep it from developing too much further south and east, dew points are relatively low today. So even though it's going to be super hot, we don't have dew points in the 70s. They're only in the 60s. It'll still be hot. I'm not going to lie to you. But we won't have those heat indices that are really too horrible considering how hot it's actually going to be. Also watching Tropical Storm Emily. Really not concerned with Emily. Please, if you're going to the coast, just pay attention to the weather. Do not change your plans. There's a high likelihood that Emily could fall apart almost completely. And even if it holds together and moves up the coast, we're going to be on the west side on the coast. We're talking maybe a 20% chance of seeing 40-mile-an-hour winds at worst case scenario right now, and some high surf and rip currents. That's actually the biggest threat if you're heading to the coast. It's not so much the weather, it's what's going on in the water. Really bad surf and rip currents, so please be careful swimming. I'll keep an eye on it, but we got plenty of time to watch it, and I wouldn't be shocked if it falls apart or kind of dissipates as it moves over the rough terrain of Haiti and the eastern part of Haiti and the western part of Dominican Republic, because there's some huge mountains down there. I'll keep an eye on it, but it's not looking too good for that storm to develop much more. We're going to keep an eye on the severe weather as well as the heat today. Of course, I'm off for one more day. Megan and John will be in today for me. I'll be back tomorrow. But, of course, you can get your updates 24 hours a day on Facebook, Twitter, Google+ now, as well as WCNC.com. We'll keep an eye on it. And if you're in the mountains, pay attention to the weather to your west. Severe weather is on the way.